Live from Bedford Falls, this is your on-the-spot reporter, Ken Steele, with the people responsible for the George Bailey story. With me now is the Superintendent of Angels. What was your name again? Spirit of Sky. Okay, we'll just stick with Superintendent for now. And, as Superintendent of Angels, what is your main job?
Chase all the clouds from the sky.
Okay. How was the Bedford Falls case originally described to you?
There's trouble in paradise, and heaven's not the same.
We're now in downtown Bedford Falls, where the local pharmacist, Mr. Gower, received a telegram informing him that his only son had just died of influenza.
Whoa, whoa, tragedy.
In response, Gower started drinking.
Got some soda.
As Mr. Gower mourned the death of his son, an emergency prescription was called into the pharmacy.
Selenium and hydrogen and oxygen and nitrogen and rhenium and nickel, iodinium, neptunium, germanium and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium.
Mr. Gower started working on it immediately.
I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink.
But young George saw Mr. Gower had the wrong ingredients.
Oh,
George warned Mr. Gower about the poison, and for his efforts, Mr. Gower yelled at George, hit him on the head, and to his ears, well...
In the clearing stands a boxer.
Mr. Gower finally realized his mistake and repented, but George's ears were worse for wear.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying.
As George grew, he met his true love.
And then along comes Mary.
Throughout most of George's life, rival banker and money grubber Mr. Potter tried his best to secure the Bailey Building and Loan.
I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it.
Uh-oh, there's a run on the bank.
Give me money. All I want, that's what I want.
And, oh no, Uncle Billy lost $8,000 of the bank's money.
You see, I've gone completely out of my mind.
George came to the rescue, paying off customers with his honeymoon cash. Where'd you get that money, George?
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
The gravity of the situation finally hit George.
There's gonna be a heartache tonight. A heartache tonight, I know.
George asked each customer how much he wanted.
$1 million.
But really, how much can you get along with?
50 cents.
By doling out only what the customers really needed, the Building and Loan was able to close on time with a whole $2 left. Exhausted and dejected, George headed for the Bedford Falls toll bridge to commit suicide. George, did you have a last message for Mr. Wainwright?
Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man.
Mr. Superintendent, as you have also been relating the story to Clarence, Angel Second Class, what is his position on helping downtrodden George Bailey as his latest assignment?
Take this job and shove it.
Clarence decided to take the assignment anyway. Clarence jumped into the water and pretended to be drowning. Without hesitation, George followed lickety-split.
Splish, splash.
And the partnership of George Bailey and Clarence, Angel Second Class, began. George was so downtrodden that he wished he'd never been born. And now, Clarence has granted his wish. George returned to the Earth without an identity.
He's a real nowhere man.
But somehow, things look different in his hometown.
Pollution, pollution, they got smog and sewage and mud.
Although familiar, even the people seem different. He tried to convince Officer Burt that he was really George Bailey, but Officer Burt was not convinced.
I'm looking through you. You're not the same.
And the name of the town is Pottersville, not Bedford Falls. Well, that's not like it used to be either.
You paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
And no matter what George thought,
I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names.
No one recognized George.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back.
At Martini's Tavern, it was a rowdy scene.
Living it up on grapefruit juice and sick bay alcohol.
Even Martini denied ever seeing George before. George looked to Clarence and asked for confirmation.
Only you know and I know.
George finally came to the realization that he truly had never been born.
I ain't got a mother. I ain't got a border.
George headed once again for the Bedford Falls Toll Bridge. This time he pleaded for a second chance at life, even though it would mean prison, bankruptcy, and disgrace caused by Uncle Billy's bumbling ways.
Loneliness within me takes a heavy toll.
Clarence granted what George had requested. George Bailey would live again.
Foggy Lady Bob.
Suddenly, things were back to normal for George Bailey.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
Officer Bird had found George at the Bedford Falls Toll Bridge.
Feeling groovy.
He had been looking all over town for George.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
And offered him a ride home.
Beep, 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 yeah.
George declined and found another way.
I ran all the way home.
As he neared his home, people greeted him.
They all knew my name.
George was stunned and overjoyed.
Happy-go-lucky me.
George felt good again. When he arrived, he found his home filled with friends, relatives, acquaintances, the sheriff,
I wanna be a private eye.
Some reporters,
I read the news today, oh boy.
And the bank examiner. In addition to love and hope, the generous people of Bedford Falls had brought donations.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Enough to make up for Uncle Billy's deficit.
Goody, goody.
And there was his loving wife, Mary.
Kiss me.
And daughter, Janie.
Yes, I'm the girl.
And son, Petey. Petey, are you glad Daddy's home?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Little Zuzu needs some help with one of those Christmas ornaments, George.
I can help.
And what would you like your Daddy to do? Okay, George, go for it. That's a great sound. What does it specify?
Call our angels, call our angels, call our angels.
And with that, Clarence won his wings.
Well, I gotta be going, gonna leave the world behind.
Goodbye, Clarence. Well, that's our story for today. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Ken Steele, your on-the-spot reporter. Good night.
Mercy sakes, good buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your...